welcome you to historic Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin. The bright lights of Thursday night football shine on the Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions. Hi, everybody. Wayne Larrabee along with Larry McCarron, John Kuhn, our entire game day crowd on hand for tonight's broadcast on the Packers Radio Network. Wherever you're listening, around the country, around the world, we welcome you to Lambeau Field. This is a matchup between two 2-1 teams in the early season. With Chicago and Minnesota both off to 0-3 starts, this game is for first place in the early going and the early advantage in the conference race. Packers coming off a stunning come-from-behind 18-17 victory over the New Orleans Saints Sunday here in Lambeau Field. They came from 17 down in the fourth quarter, the 10th comeback of 17-plus points in franchise history. Green Bay has won six of the last nine games they've played on Thursday night. But the Detroit Lions are a formidable foe, favored by many to win the division this year off their strong finish of a year ago. And they're coming off a 20-6 victory over the Atlanta Falcons. The Lions opened the season with a stunning 21-20 upset of the world champion Kansas City Chiefs in Arrowhead. They lost their home opener to Seattle in a shootout, 37-31, and then went on to the victory, as I mentioned, last week. Last year, the Lions swept the Packers 15-9 in Detroit and 20-16 here in Green Bay. Head coach Dan Campbell, third season, 14-22-1, but he took over a desolate franchise, and in three short seasons has them one of the top teams in the NFC. And offensive coordinator Ben Johnson did a terrific job engineering the Lions to top five in yards and points offensively last season. And they're at it again this year, ranking eighth in yards, 13th in points, 11th on the ground, 7th through the air. Led by quarterback Jared Goff, the former Los Angeles Rams quarterback, third in the NFL in 20-plus yard passes this season with 13, leads all players with a 68% completion percentage and 16.3 yards per attempt on downfield passes this season. Yes, the deep passing game, even without their best threat, Jameson Williams, who's been out all season due to injury. The Packers' Jordan Love will get a couple of key members of his offense back on the field. We'll certainly be talking about it throughout the night as the Packers welcome Christian Watson for the first time this season, and then Aaron Jones returns for the first time since opening day. Two explosive players in the Packers offense. Packers and Lions tonight. First place on the line in the NFC North. Packers Radio presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Hey, Packers fans, it's Wayne Larrabee. And if you're like me, this is your favorite time of year. Not only is it football season, it's Chevy truck season, where you'll find great offers on the legendary Chevy Silverado with the strength, trailering, and off-road capability to tackle any challenge that comes your way. Don't miss Chevy truck season, another reason why I drive Chevy. See your southeastern Wisconsin Chevy dealer today and visit WisconsinDriveChevy.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Larrabee for Steinhoffels. Today may be game day, but Fridays are green and gold at Steinhoffels Furniture and Mattress Superstores. Every Friday during the season, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels Superstore wearing Packers gear and score great deals on furniture and mattresses. Steinhoffels is proud to partner with the Packers for Green and Gold Friday to reward our great fans. Visit Steinhoffels.com to find this Friday's reward.
With Vizzy's vibrant dual flavors, the vibe is yours to decide.
I'm thinking Vizzy Refreshingly Berry. A round of blackberry lemon at the bar?
Could be good. Maybe Vizzy Vibrantly Tropical.
You always say Vibrantly Tropical.
Come on, a cooler full of papaya passion fruit on the beach?
Oh yeah, that's a vibe. I'm down.
Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Flavor for every vibe. Naturally flavored with other natural flavors. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Molson Coors Beverage Company. Milwaukee, Wisconsin flavored beer.
As the official ticket marketplace of the Green Bay Packers and the NFL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game. Whether you're cheering on the pack at home or away, Ticketmaster has you covered. With Ticketmaster's interactive seat map, you'll get a 360-degree preview of your seat so you can make sure you have the best view of those pivotal plays. Plus, the Ticketmaster app makes it easy to sell or transfer tickets if your plans change, and mobile tickets make getting in on game day a breeze. buying tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Packers. That's Ticketmaster.com/Packers.
All rights of this broadcast are reserved. Any rebroadcast, recording, retransmission, or other use of this broadcast without the express written permission of the Green Bay Packers Incorporated is prohibited. Let's pause 10 seconds. Station identification on the Green Bay Packers Radio Network.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
Tonight's weather check brought to you by Bryant Heating and Cooling. Hey, fans, it's our favorite season of Wisconsin, football season. Enjoy the game. Leave the other seasons up to Bryant, who will do whatever it takes to keep your heating and cooling system running efficiently. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. Beautiful night at Lambeau Field. We've got a harvest moon overhead. 64 degrees, very light winds, east to west at 5 miles an hour, 77% humidity. And the field conditions look great for tonight's matchup. The conditions report brought to you by Manitou, handling your world with some of the best construction, agriculture, and industrial equipment in North America. Visit a Manitou dealer near you or learn more at Manitou.com. Injury report brought to you by the personal injury attorneys of Hupe and Abraham. Hupe and Abraham, voted best, rated best, year after year. Hupe and Abraham, over $1 billion collected for their clients. Visit Hupe.com. For the Packers, Jair Alexander out due to a back injury. Safety Zane Anderson down due to a hamstring. David Bakhtiari, the great offensive tackle, placed on IR with that knee problem. Devondre Campbell, starting inside linebacker, out due to an ankle injury. Elton Jenkins is down due to a knee injury. For the Detroit Lions, fullback Jason Kabinda out due to a knee injury. Starting safety Kirby Joseph, who picked off Aaron Rodgers 3 times last year, is out of tonight's game due to a hip injury. Emmanuel Mosley, free agent cornerback, out with a knee and hamstring problem. Matt Nelson, offensive tackle, goes to IR with an ankle. And Halapuli Body Vaitai, down with a knee injury, starting right guard. He is out for tonight's game. Welcome in Larry McCarron to the broadcast. Quite a sight here tonight. All the cell phones on as the teams came out of the field. Made for quite an, with the lights dimmed, quite a dramatic opening for tonight's game.
No, it's an electric atmosphere, Wayne, and the somewhat surprising aspect to it. While the Packer fans outnumber the Lion fans by, it seems like trillions. There is more Honolulu blue here than I've seen in the past. And the Lions have been waiting a long time for this type of situation where they're actually favored at Lambeau Field. Yeah,
they indeed are favored, and many favor them to win the division. Based on the way they finished last year, Rock, and they put it together by not only offensively, they were good throughout the season offensively, but where they came on, I thought, the last 7 weeks of the season was defensively, and that's carried over into this year. The addition of Cam Sutton at cornerback, the maturation of their young players. I think this Jack Campbell, the linebacker out of Iowa, is going to be a nice player for them. They've got a lot going for them on that side of the football.
The guy you've got to keep an eye on is Brian Branch.
Oh, yeah.
Second rounder. He plays like their nickelback. Sometimes he'll line up like a safety. Sometimes he'll line up like a linebacker. The one thing, wherever he lines up, he will have an impact. Gotta account for him.
He was Nick Saban's favorite player at Alabama. He played safety primarily at Alabama. So when he moves into the slot, he's already a pretty good run defender because safeties do have to defend against the run. He's the guy, number 32, that just jumped out of the tape. Yep. He and number 97, Hutchinson, are the two players that really stand tall for that Detroit defense. Well, the two teams have made their way onto Lambeau Field here for this Thursday night game. The Green Bay Packers 2-1. The Detroit Lions at 2-1. The winner, sole possession of first place in the NFC North in the early season. Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North of Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
For a delicious meal anytime, whether you feel like breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop in at the Park Falls Family Restaurant on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got 6 flat screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-244. MasterCare Lawn Services and MasterCare Trucking is your top team in commercial and residential work, offering sand, gravel, topsoil, mosquito control, mowing, lawn fertilizing, and hydro seeding. They'll do all-season yard cleanup, snow removal, and plowing, and they have all of the necessary equipment to do your job from start to finish. For dirt, gravel, and trucking needs, call Craig at 715-663-0580. For lawn service, call Jake at 907-347-5548. MasterCare Lawn Services and MasterCare Trucking.
Wayne Larrabee, Larry McCarron, John Kuhn, welcome back to Lambeau Field in Green Bay. The game ball delivery brought to you by Steinhoffels. Packers fans, go to any Steinhoffels furniture store on Fridays during the season. Wearing your Packers gear, get exclusive deals on Wisconsin's largest selection of furniture and mattresses. Coin toss for tonight's game, sponsored by Baird. Baird Global Financial Capabilities with personal attention. The shape of things to come. Discover the Baird difference. Visit BairdADifference.com. Darnell Savage, Rashawn Gary, Josh Myers out to the 50-yard line. Join Alan Eck and the captains from the Detroit Lions. Lions in solid white jerseys and pants, silver helmets, Honolulu blue trim. And the Packers in the home green jerseys, gold pants, gold helmets, white numbers.
They will call the toss. Gary, decide his head, decide his tails. What's your choice? Tails is called. Tails is called. Heads, Green Bay has won the toss. Josh, what do you want to do? You want the ball? What do you want to kick? What side? Green Bay won the toss and deferred their choice in the second half. Detroit will receive the opening kickoff. Good luck, gentlemen.
John Kuhn is the third member of our team, and he's down on the field. Jordan Love's first primetime game at Lambeau Field, John.
Wayne, I got a chance to talk with Jordan Love about his first primetime game, and he told me he is so excited for tonight, his first primetime game at Lambeau Field, that every game is special, but this one has some extra juice to it. Now, I asked him about last week's fourth quarter comeback, and he said it meant everything to him and this team to show them how all the guys stuck together. Nobody blinked, and at the mindset of the fourth quarter was just make one play, then the next, and the way they did that is big for this team going forward. Now, Wayne, I can tell tell you, when talking with him, looking in his eyes and hearing his voice, just how much this all means to him, which to me makes it all the more incredible. His cool demeanor on the field. Also big for Jordan Love, though, tonight is that Aaron Jones and Christian Watson are back, which means for the first time, Jordan will have his full complement of skilled players around him. And what a time for that. His first primetime game and first place for the NFC North on the line.
All right, John, but first, the Packers defense will get an opportunity to try to stop this Detroit offense. As the Packers won the toss and elected to defer their decision, they'll get the ball to start the third quarter. Anders Carlson. 15 kickoffs, 8 touchbacks, ranking 27th in the NFL in that category. Set to boot it away from left to right as we look at Lambeau Field, or north to south.
Jonathan Owens, the Packers' leading special teams tackler today. He's lined up at L3.
Craig Reynolds back deep to receive for the Detroit Lions, and we're underway. Booming kick carries deep into the end zone on the far right side, and the Lions will accept at the 25-yard line. With Quick Trips Quick Rewards, Packers points. Earn a Packers point for every dollar you spend with Quick Rewards. Spend points for chances to win prizes. Quick Trip Packers points only from Quick Trip. So the Lions first and 10, ball to the right hash mark, 25-yard line. Detroit territory. Jared Goff, the quarterback, under center, single back offense. And he hands it off to David Montgomery, the former Bear. Takes it off the left side. Met by Preston Smith and driven down. Got back to the line of scrimmage, and that was it. Good start there. Jared Goff comes in. Sixth in passer rating. His 69.9% completion percentage is seventh in the league.
Smith getting help from Quay Walker, shooing that ball carrier to the outside. Isaiah McDuffie making his second career start at inside linebacker.
They get motion. Khalif Raymond to the left. Goff takes, fakes the handoff, hit as he throws the left side. Got Raymond in the flat, and he's captured behind the line of scrimmage and driven down. Outside the numbers on the left side. Excellent play made on the run support by cornerback Rasul Douglas. They had that play well diagnosed, and it started with pressure from Devontae Wyatt.
Devontae Wyatt working his way upfield, closing in on Jared Goff.
And now the Lions losing two on that play, face third and 12. Football back to the 23-yard line of Detroit.
Carrington Valentine starting for the second straight week at cornerback.
Goff in an empty gun. Two receivers right, three are spread to the left. Here's the snap to Jared Goff. Looks downfield, waits, flings it over the middle.
There
intercepted! It is Ford cutting left to the 30, to the 25, 20, and out of bounds at the 15-yard line. Rudy Ford, his first interception of the season. And what a start for the Green Bay defense.
Rudy Ford undercutting a throw to Amon-Ra St. Brown, I believe, Wayne, just undercut that thing.
Third straight game that Jared Goff has thrown an interception. Remember, he had the third longest interceptionless streak, 383, snapped earlier this year. So Jared Goff sets up the Packers in plus territory. In the Case IH red zone, first and 10, Detroit 16-yard line. Jordan Love in the shotgun, motion by Jaron Reed to the right. Snap to Love, looks downfield, good protection, now he's flushed. Rolling right, looks to make a play. Still looking, throws short right side, juggled and dropped incomplete. A low throw at the last second intended for Aaron Jones, who could not hang on. Alex Anzalone, the linebacker, had coverage.
Aiden Hutchinson lining up on the left side opposite Zach Tom. If he has a home, he's all over the place, but if he has a home, it is on the left side on the edge. Good job by Zach Tom.
Second and 10. Jones flanked wide to the left side. Romeo Dobbs slot left. Three receivers spread right. Love alone of the shotgun. Second and 10 of the Detroit 16-yard line. We're just underway at Lambeau Field. Love stepped up to the line of scrimmage, maybe changed the play. Now here's the snap. Looking left. Looks the middle. Looks right. Under pressure. Hit and sack. Back outside the 25-yard line. Aiden Hutchinson Love waited as long as he could. No one could disengage downfield. Hutchinson arrives on the sack, loss of 9.
Hutchinson is what Matt LaFleur calls a creature. And that time they ran a tackle end stunt with Hutchinson looping inside, worked his way off of John Ryan for that sack.
Third and 19 for the Packers at the Detroit 25. 3 receivers right, 2 to the left. Now they get motion. Musgrave moves to the wing right side. Snap to Jordan Love. Scans the secondary, throws it short over the middle. Romeo Doubs left side covered up at the 15-yard line. They're going to mark it to the 16. And far short of the first down. Fatu Melifonwu responded quickly. The Detroit defense with the big sack by Aiden Hutchinson. And understand something, folks. Detroit had 7 sacks last week against Atlanta. They had 1 sack in the first 2 games of the season altogether. Now for the first points of the game, 34-yard field goal try. Anders Carlson waiting for the snap from Matt Orzech. Daniel Whalen on the hold. Whalen extends the right hand. Here's the snap. Placement made. Kick to the uprights. And it is good. The Packers score first. But you get the feel, big opportunity missed there off the interception by Ford that set up Green Bay first and 10 at the 16-yard line of Detroit. 3-0 Packers in the first. From the U.S. Cellular Broadcast booth, this is the Packers Radio Network.
I'm Mary Ellen Stanek, president of Baird Funds. The Packers are unique in the NFL because the team is owned by the fans and part of the community they share. At Baird, we understand the difference a personal stake can make. Our employees own our firm, and together we earn Baird's reputation for excellence by always doing our best for our clients and giving back in our communities. Discover the Baird difference. Visit BairdDifference.com.
As a little girl, I always wanted to run the combine because it meant I was helping Dad. And Dad always said, farmers are helpers. I'm teaching that to my daughters, that farmers help our family, our neighbors, and our community. It's what I do at work. I help farmers get the equipment they need. My name is Kim. I'm a farmer, and I work for Case IH.
Case IH, built by farmers.
Kids, eat free in September at Wahlburgers at Hy-Vee to celebrate National Family Meals Month. That's right. Get a free kids meal with the purchase of an adult entree. Kids 12 and under can choose from favorites like a burger and fries, grilled cheese, chicken tenders, and more. Bring the family together. Dine in at Wahlburgers at Hy-Vee and get a free kids meal with the purchase of an adult entree every day in September. Dine in only. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your favorite green and gold football team only plays 17 regular games a season, but North Dakota is the place to play all year round. Kick off a great vacation in our breathtaking landscapes. Keep your team hustling with all our live entertainment and attractions. Then catch the fish of your life. If your goal is fun, just say, "Hello, North Dakota." Start planning at hellond.com. North Dakota, be legendary.
Tonight's game brought to you by Miller Lite. Great taste, only 96 calories. Brewed for Wisconsin, it's Miller time. The official insurance partner of the Green Bay Packers, American Family Insurance, here to protect your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Learn more at amfam.com. Wayne and Larry with John Kuhn. Lambeau Field in Green Bay, 3-0 Packers. 11:59 to go in the first. Anders Carlson, second kickoff of the night. Here's the run-up from left to right. Swing of the right leg, and again, a high, booming kick will not be returned. Sails through the end zone on the fly. Well, John Kuhn, Packers do get a score, but boy, you would hope it for more from the way they were set up on that first situation.
Yeah, you would have liked to have seen a touchdown there, Wayne, but keep this in mind. Part of the revamped Detroit Lions defense is the fact that they don't have to play near as much man to rush the passer this year. They feel much more confident with their down four, which means they can sit back and play more zone.
Good point. Goff under center, offset eye in the backfield. Now they move. And here is the handoff to the running back, Montgomery, spinning right side in the hole on the left hash mark. He's roped down across the 25 of the 26-yard line, gain of one. Preston Smith made the stop. In the early going, the Green Bay defensive front appears to be on the bit, so to speak, as we would say at the track.
Preston Smith getting inside the block of Brock Wright, the tight end. Just beat him with quickness.
Second and nine. They stack two receivers right off that stack. Sam LaPorta, the tight end, and Boats into the wing on the left side. Goff under center, single back offense. He takes on the handoff to Jahmyr Gibbs around the right end, makes the turn outside the hash marks, fights his way 30, gets close to the first down, just short of the 34-yard line. Gain of 8 yards, Kenny Clark, Darnell Savage on the stop. Third down, Detroit. Lions came in 19th in the league on third down, 38%, third and less than a yard.
Packers defense, seventh.
Goff under center. Montgomery the lone back, double tight ends on the line. And handoff, Montgomery blasting right side along the right hash mark, reaches across the 35 to the 36, gain of two, first down. Colby Wooden was there to make the hit.
Packers going with a six-man front, four down linemen, two outside backers, their butt alignment to no avail.
Taylor Decker at left tackle, Jonah Jackson left guard, Frank Ragnow the center, Graham Glasgow right guard, Penei Sewell right tackle, one of the best offensive lines in all of football.
Packers and nickel.
From the shotgun, here's the snap and first and 10 to Goff, fires right side, got his man decked immediately. Outside the hash marks, inside the numbers, Jahmyr Gibbs. Quay Walker, quick to the spot. It's going to be a nice matchup to watch when Gibbs is in the game. He'll be a running back. He'll be a wide receiver. He'll be in the slot. And Quay Walker's the one guy on the Packers defense that can stay with him.
Really drove on the ball well.
Pick up a three. Second and seven, football to the 39 of Detroit. 3-0 Packers early going first quarter. St. Brown in motion to the wing on the right. Goff under center, takes the snap, gives to Montgomery.
There we go.
He's hit. On the play by Slayton, and T.J. Slayton, the principal defender, drags him down at a crowd across the 40, short of the 41. Gain of two at best would leave a third down and five. They mark it at the 41-yard line of Detroit.
T.J. just manhandling Jonah Jackson, who's a pretty good player.
Reynolds wide to the right side. LaPorta in the slot right. They stack two receivers to the left. And off that stack, St. Brown of Boston to the right. He's the third down receiver. Snap to Goff, looks and fires it over the middle. And he's got the big tight end, LaPorta, running free down the left sideline. To the 40, to the 30, and he's dragged down at the Green Bay 24. Rudy Ford finally got him down. Sam LaPorta leads all tight ends in receptions and yardage. The rookie out of Iowa. And a big 35-yard pass play there.
Rasul pressing on man coverage, but LaPorta with a good move inside. Coverage wasn't bad, but it wasn't good enough. LaPorta's a real deal player.
Yes, he is.
Has a real feel for the receiving end of things.
Most receptions ever by a tight end in his first three career games. Groff goes empty on first and 10, looks and lofts it.
Uh-oh.
Left side, St. Brown wide open to the five, dives, end zone, touchdown. Miscommunication in coverage, perhaps. He was wide open. And on a 24-yard touchdown pass, the Lions take the lead, 6-3.
You know, Amon-Ra St. Brown, let's call him quicker more than fast. He only ran a 4.61 coming out, Wayne. That's right, it was a fourth-round draft choice. But he runs great routes, and he is sudden quick. And he's got great hands.
And the routes, man, that kid, that he's open all the time. Riley Patterson for the point after. High snap, placement made. The kick is nearly blocked, but it's up and it is good. Wow, I thought coming across there, I don't know how he didn't block it.
Rasul Douglas falling down in coverage on that play, and that's how St. Brown got so open.
Keyshawn Nixon almost blocked that PAT. 7-3 Lions. First quarter, Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers football.
Oftentimes, the wheelchairs our veterans and first responders receive from their health care providers are subpar at best. Some are falling apart with a years-long waiting list for a new one. This lag causes a tremendous amount of stress for our heroes and creates a burden for their caregivers. Isolation leads to depression. We build what they need to get outdoors, hunting, fishing, or playing sports. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Cheer on the Pack at Harborview Pub and Eatery in Phillips, Wisconsin. Action starts at 10:30 with Shipwrecked Bloody Marys, plus popcorn and snacks during the game. And top off your game day with an all-you-can-eat rib special starting at 4 p.m. Harborview, open 10:30 a.m. every day. Choose delicious appetizers, sandwiches, wraps, salads, fried rib, fish fry, pizzas, and more at Harborview Pub and Eatery, located Highway 13 North in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Life moves fast, so should your internet. Bug Tussle would love to give new customers $10 off per month for 12 months, plus free installation from August 11th to September 10th. Get this winning deal on high-speed internet by calling Bug Tussle at 877-227-0924. Spread the love and tell 10 of your friends to call Bug Tussle too. 877-227-0924.
Home Slice Pizza in Mercer, a great place to stop by for a bite to eat, a family gathering, watch your favorite sporting event. You can choose from their signature pizzas, subs, wings, salads, cheesy garlic bread, their breadsticks with all your favorite sauces. Order to take out, dine in, or take it over to the tap house and enjoy the food with your favorite craft beer. For your convenience, you can order ahead online at homeslicemercer.com. Home Slice Pizza on Sarnio Road in beautiful Mercer, Wisconsin.
Open 7 a.m. 7 days a week and honoring our veterans with a 10% discount at the Park Falls Family Restaurant on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Tonight's game brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards. Hey, nobody loves the thrill of the game more than Green Bay, and there's one place in town where the game is always on. Oneida Casino. The thrill of the spin, the joy of a win. Nothing beats it. Oneida Casino, official casino of the Green Bay Packers. Detroit, snappy seven-play, 75-yard drive. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 24-yard touchdown reception. Here's the kickoff from right to left by Fox. Caught at the goal line by Nixon. The 5-10 cutting left through the hash marks. 15. He's to the 20 and is roped down right there. Just inside the 20-yard line number, Chase Lucas made the hit for the Detroit special teams, which are among the best in the business.
Their kickoff coverage, top 10. Coming into tonight.
7-3 Detroit. 8:11 to go in this, the first quarter. Packers working from left to right or north to south of Lambeau Field. Ball to the left hash mark, 20-yard line of Green Bay. Pistol formation in the backfield. Now they get to Guara in motion. He joins the pistol to the right side of the quarterback, Jordan Love. The tailback, Aaron Jones. Fake to Jones. Love looks to throw. He's hit and taken down back inside the 15. Could not find an open receiver. Isaiah Buggs, defensive tackle, made the hit. Loss of yardage back to the 14-yard line. Loss of 6.
Buggs working off of Josh Myers. Just beat him one-on-one. Then worked his way past Royce Newman, who was trying to help ineffectively. Buggs, one of those enormous squatty body type guys.
Second sack of the night for Detroit. Dobbs to the left side. Three receivers cluster tight on the right. Out of that cluster, DeGuara joins the pistol to the quarterback's right. And snap to Jordan Love. Quick throw, left side broken up. Incomplete. Trying to get it over to Dobbs and Jerry Jacobs, who gets a lot of traffic his way. Broke it up across the 15 near the 20-yard line, and it is third down and long for Green Bay.
Jacobs covering a quick break and slant route by Dobbs pretty well.
Love is one of three passing for 9 yards. Green Bay facing third and long. And here they are to the line of scrimmage. Third and about 16. Love in the shotgun. Slot right, single receiver left. Snap to Jordan Love. Sets up, looking deep. Scrambles left, penalty marker down. Throws it short, left side incomplete. A.J. Dillon was there.
I got holding for 76. They're probably going to decline it. Rolling on the field. It's an incomplete pass.
John Runyon called for the hold, also getting up rather slowly.
Number 76 offense.
And gingerly, Wayne. We'll have to keep an eye on
that. Yeah, exactly. The Lions aren't doing anything very exotic in terms of blitzing here. They're getting pressure from their front. And the coverage in the secondary has been very good. Packers receivers, though, in the first 3 weeks of the season have had trouble getting open. 14 tight window targets in week three against New Orleans.
The Lions aren't terribly complicated defensively, Wayne. It's 11 hats to the ball, and they arrive in a bad mood.
Daniel Whelan takes the snap and punt formation and whistles hold up the action. False start, I believe, on Green Bay. And now some of the penalties. 27 of the first 3 weeks of the season accepted against the Green Bay team.
False start. 55 offense, 5-yard penalty. It's
first penalty of the game accepted. So this will back him up, and Daniel Whelan will be kicking from his end zone. Whelan averaging 46.2 yards per punt. That ranks 19th. The net is not very good because of the 76-yard touchdown return last week. Here's Whelan, gets his kick high into the air, sends it sailing toward the far right side numbers. Backing up under it and making the catch. Khalif Raymond turns upfield 40. He's to the 45 and is twisted down just inside the left hash marks at the 45-yard line. Isaiah McDuffie made the hit. Timeout on the field. 7:10 to go in the first quarter. Detroit Lions take over when we come back, leading the Packers 7-3. Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Miller High Life. Always flavorful, always refreshing, always at the right price. The champagne of beers. Welcome to the High Life. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
I'm A.J. Dillon, running back for the Green Bay Packers. Carrying the rock on game day is no walk in the park. From the hard hits in the trenches to the cutbacks in the open field.
Touchdown!
Grinding for 60 minutes leaves me hungry. That's why Brewpub Lots of Matzah frozen pizzas are my go-to. Loaded with Wisconsin mozzarella cheese and premium meat and veggie toppings, Brewpub pizzas go all four quarters.
That is how it is done!
Snag a few today at your local grocery store. Quadzilla approved and the official pizzas of the Green Bay Packers.
We're the Packers Scratch Game Crew, bringing back Packers Scratch Games for you. The pack is back, and Scratch Games are here. With four season tickets, you could win for a year. There's instant cash prizes and other bonus drawing surprises.
Packers Scratch Games from the Wisconsin Lottery are back with instant cash prizes and a bonus drawing for four season tickets for one full season. Prices range from $1 to $10. Available now at all Wisconsin Lottery retailers. Odds of winning a drawing prize depend on number of entries received. Average of $64,000 per year.
Four season tickets for a year.
Who has the most complete selection of Green Bay Packers gear and goodies on the planet? The Packers Pro Shop, of course. And when you shop at the Packers Pro Shop, you not only get the latest authentic Packers gear straight from Lambeau Field, but you're also supporting the team by purchasing direct from the source. Everyone knows it's authentic when it comes from the Packers Pro Shop. Visit the Packers Pro Shop at Lambeau Field for a one-of-a-kind shopping experience or see the entire collection at PackersProShop.com. The Packers Pro Shop. Authentic Packers gear for authentic Packers fans.
Packers football and Miller Lite. Green Bay's greatest pairing, where touchdowns are measured in leaps and snow is the real 12th man. Packers football tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Got a vibe check for you. A cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Big vibe. Vizzy Hard Seltzer, the seltzer that passes the vibe check. And U.S. Cellular is proud to support the Packers. They want you to enjoy the game, so cheer first and scroll later. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Lions take over, leading 7-3. 7:10 to go, first quarter. Football to the 45-yard line of Detroit. Working from right to left. Jared Goff under center. Single back offense. And he takes, fakes the handoff. Deep drop, plenty of time. Winds up, rainbows, right sidelines. Overshot his intended receiver. Incomplete. I believe he's trying to hit Josh Reynolds. Carrington Valentine had the coverage near the 40-yard line of Green Bay.
looked like that ball just got away from Goff. I mean, yep. He launched that thing.
He's third in the NFL in 20-plus yard passes this season with 13 coming in. And he completes 68% of them. Second and 10, 45 of Detroit. They stack two receivers left, single receiver to the right, Goff in the shotgun. Jahmyr Gibbs to his right. Here's the handoff. Gibbs following the blocking around the right end. Turns inside the block by Frank Ragnow, dragging defenders across the 50 into Green Bay territory, where he's stood up by a number of Packers, including Isaiah McDuffie. At the 48-yard line of the Packers, gain of 7.
Gibbs got some electric to him, Wayne. Came into the game averaging 4.5 a carry.
So third down for Detroit, and the Lions 2 of 3 on third downs here tonight. Green Bay, 48-yard line. Goff alone to the gun. Three receivers bunch on the left, two to the right. Here's the snap. It is a four-man rush. Goff fires it over the middle. Wide open. Got Reynolds stumbling across the 35 from left to right. He's inside the 30 and is covered up. Near the 25-yard line of Green Bay, Rasul Douglas got him down. He was wide open in the second-level window across the middle, and it's first down Detroit, 23-yard gain.
Josh Reynolds with an in-breaker on Rasul is playing off soft zone coverage.
Since the first series, no pressure on Jared Goff, and he is moving the Detroit offense. First and 10, ball to the right hash mark, 25 of Green Bay. They get motion, orbit motion to the left side, and the handoff Montgomery cutting off the right side. He's inside the 20, fights his way to the 18, and down he goes near the 18-yard line. A gain of about 8 yards. Nixon and Ford collaborate on the stop for Green Bay, and the Packers starting to get cash in the running game here.
Lions do a lot of pulling, gap-type blocking, lockdown, kickout, lead through. That time was Jonah Jackson, the left guard, pulling the play and leading through.
So the Lions with a single back offense, second down and 2. Green Bay, 18-yard line. Goff takes Gibb Montgomery. He's hit behind the line of scrimmage, drives forward and carries Enoch Barre outside the right hash marks down to the 15-yard line where he's got a first down. So gain on that play of a couple of yards for a first and 10 Detroit.
Enoch Barre jumping inside the block of Sam Laporta. Laporta, more of a receiving tight end than an all-around little receiving, little blocking, that type of guy.
St. Brown to the right side, Laporta in motion that way. Goff in the shotgun, Montgomery to his right. Stacked to the left side of two other wide receivers. Snap to Jared Goff. Plenty of time, scrambles left. Going to take it himself. 15 to the 10 outside the numbers. Cuts it back at the 5 and is hammered down inside the 5 where he's got a first and goal to the Green Bay 4. Rudy Ford chased him down. 11-yard gain.
Darnell Savage on that side of the field kind of lost track of where the quarterback was at. Chasing Brock Wright, a tight end, but just kind of totally lost track of what the quarterback was doing.
Since the first series of this game, the Detroit offense has been authoritative. St. Brown to the right, Reynolds to the left, Goff in the shotgun, Montgomery to his left. And he takes, gives to Montgomery, up the middle he goes. He's met in the hole by Quay Walker and driven back. Walker got help from his friends in throwing Montgomery back. And virtually, well, maybe a gain of a yard, but not much more than that. Second down and goal to go.
Quay does a good job when the guys up front help him out and keep him clean. Does a good job of stepping up and sticking the ball carrier. He doesn't find somewhere to slip and fall or find a blocker to get glued to. He just steps up and makes plays.
Two receivers stack on the left. Two form a tight slot on the right under center. Second and goal. Hand off Montgomery. Uh-oh. Big hole left side and into the end zone. He goes off left tackle. Virtually untouched. 3-yard touchdown run, and the Lions have roared to a 13-3 lead, so to speak.
Frank Ragnow, Jonah Jackson, Taylor Decker, the left side of the Lion game of the Lions offense, got it done.
This is a top five offensive line in the National Football League, the Detroit Lions. And they are very good on the run. Extra point try now by Patterson. Snap and placement of the kick is up. It is good. Well, the Lions have put together two scoring drives here in this first quarter and have drawn out to a 14-3 lead over the Packers. 2:54 to go in the first. Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got six flat-screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-244.
It's first and goal at Jay's Automotive in Park Falls, Wisconsin. On the field, a winning team of ASC Master Certified Technicians who have providing quality automotive service at affordable prices for over 8 years. From tires to tune-ups, batteries to starters, wheel alignments to brakes, engines to transmissions, and more. You can depend on Jay's Automotive to fix your vehicle right and get you back on the road for the big game. Open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and towing is available. Score every time at Jay's Automotive, located on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime rib. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Spaghetti dinner, always a favorite, available every day at the Park Falls Family Restaurant on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
System here, you're in the best hands possible. Visit marshfieldclinic.org to learn more. Wayne and Larry, along with John Kuhn, the Lions just drove 55 yards in 8 plays. David Montgomery, 3-yard touchdown run. And it is 14-3 Detroit. 2:54 to go, first quarter. Kickoff from right to left by Jack Fox. High and carrying to about 2 yards deep. And coming out of there, Nixon to the 5-10. Cuts to the right, to the numbers, to the 20. And is roped down across the 20 near the 22-yard line. Chase Lucas again made the stop, the gunner for the Detroit Lions. Packers fans, go to any Steinhoffel's Furniture Store on Fridays during the season wearing your Packers gear. Get exclusive deals on Wisconsin's largest selection of furniture and mattresses. The Packers have not attempted a running play yet. Jared Love, or I should say Jordan Love, 1 of 4 for 9 yards passing.
John Runyon out there. He ended the last series a little hobbled.
Out of the pistol, first down. Dylan is the tail of the tandem in the pistol. Long count by Jordan Love from the 21. Hands it off to Dylan. Picks his way up the middle between the hash marks. Gets out to the 24. And that's about it. Gain of 3 yards. John Kaminsky and Derek Barnes on the stop. The Packers' ground game rock. 25th at 90 yards a game. 26th, 3.4 yards an attempt.
Derek Barnes just working in off the edge unblocked. Kaminsky, who you mentioned, kind of eating up blockers for him.
Second down and 7, football to the 24 of Green Bay. Packers desperately need to get something going offensively. Reed in motion to the right, out of the pistol, and here's the handoff up the middle. Dylan spins away, breaks one tackle, gets across the 25, spins to the numbers, and is brought down near the 28-yard line. About 3 yards short of the first down. Cameron Sutton, Brian Branch respond to make the stop for the Detroit defense, and Green Bay facing a third down.
Good running by Dylan because Royce Newman pulled on the play, had a clean miss on Aiden Hutchinson, who proved to be kind of disruptive.
Gain of three. It is third down and three for Green Bay. Love in the shotgun. Dillon to his left. They stack two receivers left. Tight slot on the right. Snap to Love. Looks right, looks left. Throws it over the middle and overshot. A wide open Romeo Doubs between the hash marks at the 43-yard line of Green Bay. And that ball was almost picked in the deep secondary. Wow.
Jordan Love had some pressure in his face. Aleem McNeil getting pretty good push on John Runyon. Didn't get a hit, but you'd label it a hurry.
Khalif Raymond back deep to receive this punt from Daniel Whelan. Matt Orzech snap, chest high. Whelan moves forward, lifts this kick high in the air. Sailing toward the far right side numbers. Fair catch signal made, and the catch completed on one knee between the numbers on the far right side by Khalif Raymond to the 25-yard line of Detroit, where the Lions will put it in play. First and 10, been a rough go in the early going for the Packers. Let's pause 10 seconds, station identification of the Green Bay Packers Radio Network.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
Tonight's game brought to you by Leinekugel's Oktoberfest. Our Märzen-style beer has a toasted malt flavor and subtle spicy hop notes to make it perfect for celebrating fall in true German fashion. Leinekugel's, flavor the moment. Who provides quick service, offers the largest networks, and helps with cost savings? Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental and Delta Vision. John Kuhn. Not the start the Packers were hoping for.
No, Wayne, and this is a time the defense really needs to step up big right now, and it's going to be tough for them because this offensive line by the Lions is just leaning on them right now.
Under center, Jared Goff, single back offense. Montgomery, the former Bear, the lone set back off, takes Loft's right side on a fade. Over the shoulder catch made. Oh, my gosh, what a catch made by Reynolds. Across the 50 to the 49-yard line, down the right sidelines. Carrington Valentine. Outstanding coverage was in his shirt. Jared Goff dropped a dime.
It's hard to beat a great throw and a great catch. And you're right. Valentine was right there in his grill.
They mark it to the 49 at Green Bay. 24-yard pass play. Jared Goff, very impressive after the opening drive interception. Now 6 of 8, 109 yards, a touchdown and a pick. Three receivers on the left, one on the right. Goff in the shotgun, hands it off to Jahmyr Gibbs, reverses it over to Reynolds. Around the right end, 50, outside the numbers, 40, 35, 30. Being chased down the sidelines, across the 15, and dragged down from behind. Inside the 10 of the 9-yard line of Green Bay, Rudy Ford, touchdown, saving tackle, 40-yard run. Oh, my goodness.
Kingsley Enagbare on the edge, blocked big time by Jared Goff, of all people. Also downfield, Valentine getting blocked. That's a gadget that worked big time.
Mm-hmm. And the Lions leading 14-3. 2 seconds to go in the first quarter at the doorstep once again. They stack two receivers out to the left, and the first quarter comes to a close. After a promising start for the Green Bay Packers, it's been a nightmare since. The Lions at the doorstep again as we head to the second quarter, leading 14-3 over the Packers at the end of one. Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Every year, more than 2,100 North Americans are killed or seriously injured because of unsafe behavior around trains and railroad tracks. Most of these incidents and deaths are preventable. If only people had been rail smart. When you approach a rail crossing, respect the signs and signals. The average train needs over a mile to stop. Rail Safety Week is this September 18th to the 24th. Visit cn.ca/railsafety to learn more.
The all-new Potawatomi Casino Hotel has something you gotta see. Play more slots and games, and you could say, show me the money, to reveal up to 10 grand each Thursday. 800,000 in prizes is up for grabs. 40 winners each week. This October and November at Potawatomi Milwaukee, when you're ready to win, just say, show me the money. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
Dear football fans, at Toyota, we've assembled a hard-nosed championship team. Check out the RAV4's versatile ground game. Get behind the wheel of the Camry and see how this competitor gets it all to win. Or enjoy the Highlander, a big-bodied defender with plenty of room to carry your squad. Plus, all these vehicles come with available all-wheel drive, so you can tackle any terrain. Visit Toyota.com to learn more or check out your local Toyota dealership today. Toyota, let's go places.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The future of healthcare begins with you. The All of Us Research Program imagines a future where prevention, treatment, and care are tailored to you. A healthy future. Let's pass it on together. Go to joinallofus.org to learn more. Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors, teaming up to build Wisconsin together. Learn more at buildingwisconsintogether.com. Wayne Larrabee, Larry McCarron, John Kuhn, Lambeau Field, and Green Bay. Detroit already leading 14-3 as we begin the second quarter. Has first and goal at the Green Bay 9-yard line. The Lions now working from left to right or north to south here at Lambeau Field. Laporta wide to the left side in a stack with St. Brown. Two tight ends on the right side of the line. Now they move one of them in motion to the left. Quick toss left side. Laporta, they've got blocking, makes the turn. Tries to break a tackle. Cuts to his left inside. The five brought down at the 4-yard line. Isaiah McDuffie, the linebacker, persevered through the blocking to make the hit.
That was well done by Isaiah, who coincidentally enough made his other career start against Detroit at Detroit last year.
Gain of 5, second and goal to go. Football just outside the 4-yard line of Green Bay. Packers desperately need a stop here. Two receivers stack on the right. Reynolds is out to the left. Montgomery to the left side of Goff, the quarterback, who takes, throws left side of the end zone, incomplete. Douglas had coverage on Reynolds, the intended receiver, and Goff essentially threw it away. It's third and goal at the Green Bay 4. Detroit 3-4 and third downs. Jared Goff, 7 of 10 passing, 114 yards. And here are the Lions to the line of scrimmage. Stack to the left side, slot to the right, Laporta in the slot of the right side. Motion to the right side by Raymond. Snap to Goff, clean pocket, now under pressure, rolling left. Being pressured, he throws it away into the stands on the left side. Penalty marker thrown in the middle of the line. Penalty marker down.
Rashawn Gary with some serious, serious heat.
And it's against Detroit.
I think they got Taylor Decker holding Rashawn Gary.
10-yard penalty.
Although Taylor Decker was holding, they called Graham Glasgow, the right guard. But Rashawn with an excellent individual rush. He's a beast.
Amazing how often they get the numbers wrong, and they're so close down on the field. So the football moves out to the close to the 15-yard line of Green Bay. Third down again. Third down, a goal to go, the 15. Packers looking for that stop here. Montgomery wide to the left side, outside of the numbers. Laporta slot left side. Slot right with the two wide receivers. Jared Goff alone in the gun, takes the snap in the pocket, looks, sidearms over the middle, it's short, incomplete. Pass intended for the veteran Marvin Jones Jr., sprawling forward at the 8-yard line of Green Bay. Fourth down of the field goal unit comes on.
Jared Goff just kind of slinging that one and slinging it off target, trying to work it around the oncoming lineman, and didn't work, thankfully.
This will be a 33-yard field goal attempt off the left hash mark. Patterson 3-for-3 on field goals, all of them under 40 yards. Jack Fox, the holder.
Here's the snap, placement, and the kick. Booms to the uprights. It is good. And Detroit has scored 17 unanswered points to take a 17-3 lead over the Packers in the first minute of the second quarter. Injured? Call the personal injury attorneys of Hupie and Abraham. Voted best, rated best year after year. Hupie and Abraham, over $1 billion collected with their clients. Visit Hupie.com. Chevrolet, proud to be the best-selling brand of Wisconsin, the official vehicle of the Green Bay Packers. Trust Chevy on your team. Visit your local Chevy dealer today. John Kuhn, what do you have for us?
Wayne, I got to tell you, that was a big stand-up right there by the defense to keep them out of the end zone and force 3 points. Now it's the offense's job, and you can see how the sides work hand-in-hand. If the offense can't get first downs, the defense can't catch the breath and make adjustments on the sidelines. And guys, I can't help but believe Aaron Jones and Christian Watts being up in this game, neither one of them being targeted yet in this football game. I think we got to go to one of them right now.
I would agree, John. And, you know, when you hear coaches talk about complimentary football, folks, it's exactly what John Kuhn just described. Time for the offense to spend some time on the field. And